Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Amen. Let's everybody stand. Let's sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. Let's sing it out now. On the first.
Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I.
Let's sing that verse again. Sing it out. Sing it. Saved this morning. Say amen. 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 Come on now. Y'all should sound better than that. We've been here two nights, and you should be all ready to go. Well, some of you have been here for two nights, but I'm so glad that I'm saved. Saved. How many know that you're saved? Saved. Yeah, that sounds more like it. Amen. Now you sound like you're ready for church. Yeah. Woo. Amen. Amen.
Brother. Boy, we've had a good time. The last 2 days, the singing, the preaching. Oh my goodness, boy, should have been here to hear both those sermons. The giants in our lives, taking care of them with the Lord's help. locking in, standing as one man last night, and it was good. Last week we came in, they put these new banners up, and these two banners tore up both services. Started that morning, and it just went all the way through. The sermon that was preached had been changed at the last minute and tied it in. Renew a right spirit within me. And that's what we were, I mean, we dealt with it last week. It just tore up everybody. And I think we can all use a little renewing every now and then. I'm glad today that I know who the Lord is. I trust that you know him today. If you don't, I wouldn't leave this building before I made that right. You're going to hear some good preaching here in just a bit that's going to point you to that man. At the end, hey, our altars are open the whole service. So if you just can't help it, we've got some folks that will introduce you to the Lord this morning. Please don't leave this service unsaved. I know who the Lord is.
My soul is
we had decided to go a different way, and we were standing up here, and I just I was looking at William, and I'd already opened the book to I Know Who the Lord Is. He said, "Let's do I Know Who the Lord Is." I said, I'd like to bless my own self on that. You have to pray for part of the choir. They're all backslid, been out of shape, and they are. First, they stick me up here the other night playing bass guitar when I don't like to play bass guitar, and then we put up the former bass player for Gold City Quartet for 11 years. I mean, you know, he plays just a little bit better, and I don't know why he didn't come up. And then last night, Sister Missy had to fill in on the piano, and then the brother gets over here and he plays this solo, and she texts me, and she's over, she said, "My feelings are hurt, I had to play before that man," and then she's all been out of shape. And then Brother Mike gets up and starts hitting your look. No notes. And then Phil's sitting back there, and he texts me, "He's all right." Let me just take, renew a right spirit within me. Can we do that this morning? Woo, I'm telling you.
Drawn from Emmanuel's out of the gate. We've never, ever done this.
We sure do appreciate it.
You're welcome. And, I don't know, maybe we don't know it. If not, we'll do something else. Do you all know 180 in the Redback? Everybody will be happy over there.
Pull.
All right.
Does it make any difference if we know it? That's the question. I'm not feeling
and this
so happy right now.
This isn't some kind of a stage setup thing, I promise you. Not once have we ever sung a note of
this. No, we're getting
Brother,
set up.
I don't believe you have to say that because we're fixing to prove
it. Yeah, we're
getting
ready to prove it to you. Let's try it here.
There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the sailor shall soon their glory share, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there.
Everybody will be happy over there, over there.
We'll be happy over there.
We will shout and sing his praises through the never-ending pages.
Everybody will be happy over there.
I won't do your part.
Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers will be singing round the throne in that land where no one ever knows a care. And the Christians of all ages will join in the triumph song. Everybody will be happy over there.
Everybody will be happy over there, over there.
We'll be happy over there.
We will shout and sing his praises through the never-ending pages.
Everybody will be happy over there. Hear the body praying and no mourning in that land, for no burdens there will be for us to bear. All the cranes will be singing glory, glory to the Lamb. Everybody will be happy over there.
Everybody will be happy over there, over there.
We'll be happy over there.
We will shout and sing his praises through the never-ending pages.
Everybody will be happy over there. Then we'll meet the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace and who brought us to that land so bright and fair. We will praise his name forever as we look upon his face. Everybody will be happy over there.
Everybody will be happy over there. We will shout and sing his praises and never in his pages.
Everybody will be happy over there
one more time.
Everybody gonna be happy over there, over there.
We'll be happy there.
We will shout and sing his praises through the never ending ages.
Everybody will be happy over there.
Everybody will be happy over
there. A minute more.
There we'll meet the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace and who brought us to that land so bright and fair. We will praise his name forever as we look upon his face. Everybody will be happy over there.
Everybody will be happy over there. We will shout and sing his praises through the never-ending pages.
Everybody will be happy over there.
Come on now.
Everybody gonna be happy over there.
We'll be happy over there.
We will shout and sing his praises through the never-ending ages.
Everybody will be happy over there.
Everybody will be happy over there.
did better when we don't know the stuff that we do know.
I've heard it a time or two.
I wish you'd sing some bass this morning.
Well, I just got blessed something awful on that right there. Somebody asked us to do this one again, and we're just learning it, so bear with us. But great song. We'll try it again for you this morning. Thank God for the plan of salvation.
Just to say, Lord, I love you, for you understand. I want to be there on that great judgment morning to touch all the nail prints, his feet and his hands. One morning past daybreak, as the crowd slowly gathered, they were walking my Lord up old Calvary's hill. So sad was the scene there, that the birds hushed their singing, but like a lamb he was humbled.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
To his Father's own will, I want to thank Jesus for the plan of salvation.
Thank God it included me.
Just to say, Lord, I love you, for you understand. I want to be there on that great judgment morning to touch all the nail prints in his feet and his hands. I want to thank Jesus for the plan of salvation. Just to say, Lord, I love and I want to be there on that great judgment morning to touch all the nail prints in his feet and his hands. To touch all the nail prints in his feet and his hands. His feet and his hands.
Can you do that verse one more time? I know in the wrong key.
One morning past daybreak,
think about this,
as the crowd slowly gathered, they were walking my Lord up old Calvary's hill.
Just for me.
So sad was the scene there, that the birds
hush their singing.
My, waterfall.
But like a lamb, he was humbled to his Father's own will.
I want to thank Jesus.
Are you glad you say?
For the plan of salvation.
He even included you.
Just to say, Lord, I love you.
Thank you.
For you understand. I want to be there on that great judgment morning to touch all the nail prints in his feet and his hands. I want to thank Jesus,
thank you, Lord,
for the plan of salvation. Just to say, Lord, I love you. For you understand, I want to be there on that great judgment morning to touch all the nail prints in his feet and his hands. To touch all the nail prints in his feet and his hands. His feet and his hands.
Hey.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Put me in G. Sing this with me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you,
Lord,
for making me again. You got the hang of it. Sing it out now.
Thank you, Lord.
Sing it.
For saving my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For making me whole.
For making me whole.
Lord, we just want to thank you today. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness.
To me,
thy great salvation.
Thy great salvation. So rich and free.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let's pray for Brother Mike as he's getting ready to preach. Lord God, there's nothing greater than the salvation that you brought down to man. The world searches for answers. The world searches for strategy. The world searches for alliances. The world searches for advantages. The world searches for riches. The world searches for victory. But oh God, if they would just search the ground around the foot of the cross
They'd find the answer to every need that we have. No war is on our horizon, Lord. There's a coming a day when it'll just be peace and satisfaction around your feet. But until we reach that time, and oh God, until we see that day with our eyes, I pray, God, that you would help us to tell the world about a salvation that can save anyone, because everyone is a whosoever. Pray, God, right now, you bless Brother Mike. Empty him of every bit of flesh and pride. Fill him with your spirit. Unctionize him. Preach him this morning, dear God. Let the word of God reign supreme today. Yes. Let the word of God strike the heart of men and women and boys and girls. Let the convicting power of the Holy Spirit of God touch that lost one and show them their need of this great salvation. Bless your man now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't believe I've ever met anybody, never had anybody to make this statement to me that they were not glad that they were saved. You ever get born again, you'll be glad of it. You'll be glad when they say, let's go to the house of the Lord. You'll be glad for the opportunity to come to meet together with like believers in God's house that you might worship and praise Him who hath saved you from your sin, who has created in you a clean heart and put a right spirit within you. You get saved by the grace of God, the whole world looks different. Amen. Some that you've never liked before will look different to you then. And some that you have liked won't look so good. Amen. You get born again, things change. You become a new creature in Christ Jesus the Lord. Old things pass away and all things become new. If you're sitting here today and you're wondering why these people are getting excited, why they're standing up, why they're raising their hand, why tears are flowing down their faces, it's because they've met Him and they're not the same that they used to be anymore. If you haven't had that change, let me invite you to go ahead and come in. Let that change be made in you. Jesus can do that for you. He's the only one that can. Amen. He's the only one that can make the difference in you. What the world needs to see is not that we're like them, but that we're like Him. And if we're like Him, there's something about us that doesn't resemble them. And they'll want to know what you've been into and how they can get it for themselves. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms, chapter 121. I've wrestled with this, and I just need to mind God. Psalm 121. When you find that place, I'll ask all of you that can and will to stand and honor the word of God as we read. And there the psalmist said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven. Amen ought to go right in there. If you've ever had any help, it came from Jesus. If you ever had anything good happen to you, it came from Jesus. If there's anything that's ever really stirred your heart and got you to feeling right about yourself and about others around you, it's been from Jesus. Yes, my help hath come from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Notice the Lord said he will preserve you, not pickle you. He said he would preserve you, not petrify you. A lot of Baptists come to the house of God and they can't get emotional. They have to sit on their hand and they'll say, "Bless me if you can." But I'm glad that I belong to the happy clappies who said, "I've been preserved, not petrified. What I've got is good from now on. It'll always be good. It can open up at any time, just like the measles, and break out all over you because I've been preserved and not pickled." Amen. I want to preach to you for a little while this morning, the Lord being my helper on, I got a God I can trust. Father, again, we ask you for your help. Pray you'd touch every heart in this building. May the Spirit of God move and convict those that are lost and undone without God. Help them to see themselves today just one breath away from hell. And then, God, I pray for those today that are cold and indifferent, guilty, oh God, that not as close, not as faithful, not as loving to Jesus as they once were. I pray, God, you'd get a hold of them and help them to realize that he's just as good today as he's ever been. He's wonderful today, and he'll help every one of us if we'll just humble ourselves in his sight. Help us, we pray, and we'll give you glory world without end for what you accomplish. In the name above every other name we pray, the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you, and thank you for standing and honor the word of God. I got a God that I can trust. I got a God, some of you didn't get that yet. I've got a God that I can trust. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. He's my dearest friend. Matter of fact, sometimes I think he's my only friend. Some of you have been there, huh? But I'm glad he's a friend when I'm up. He's a friend when I'm down. He's a friend when I'm in. And he's a friend when I'm out. When others don't see it my way, when we can't get along, I'm glad I can get along with him because he's always right, even when I'm wrong. I know some of you will never admit to the fact that you've been wrong, but you have. But he is always right, and I can always trust him to be right, and always trust him to do right, and always trust him to be perfect in every way because he is perfect. And he makes no mistakes. Many years ago, leaders of our that were founding our country, putting things together, decided that they would put on our currency, "In God we trust." It's a little motto that we've always had to go by. We, as proclaimed to be a Christian nation, said, "In God, the one true and living God, we are going to trust. We're going to take his word as our guide, and we're going to live in such a way as the rest of the world can see that we're trusting in Almighty God to guide, to bless, to direct, to keep us in the center of his will." Now, I know there are a bunch today that are going along thinking we need to take that off of our money. Bunch of infidels in for hell. That want to take "In God we trust" off of our currency because they don't like our God. They don't trust our God. They don't trust our ways. They think that we're some kind of nut. Well, if we are, we're screwed on to the right boat. Amen. I'm glad we can still trust in God and know that if we were to change now and go in any other direction than trusting in the one true and living God, it would be a sure sign of our destruction. Amen. It'd be a sure sign of our destruction. For all those that turn their back on God are cast into hell. Oh, I know you didn't come to hear stuff like that. Everybody wants to be patted on the back and told how pretty and how wonderful they are. Well, if it wasn't for Jesus and the help that he has given you, you'd be as ugly as homemade sin. Amen. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. I don't know about you, but I'm really glad that he chose me. And he has chosen you Because in his eyes, you are a whosoever. He looks at every one of us and says, I want you to be mine. He has done everything that needs to be done, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be born again, shall become a part of the family of God, and get help from the Lord when no one else deserves to. Amen. Our founding fathers, men like John Adams, and George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, John Hancock, knew and understood the simple fact that if in God we trust, that it was more than just a motto they were placing, it was a spiritual truth that needed to be understood by everybody. And they even said, this form of government which we create today will work for only a God-fearing, God-honoring people. Amen. Now, is it any wonder we're in the mess we're in today? Because a long time ago, we decided that we'd got so smart that we were smarter than God. That we'd got so good, and that we'd got so talented, and that we'd got so equipped within ourselves that we really didn't need to trust in God, but we could do it ourselves. And what a mess we've made out of things. But there is hope. Why? Because when we look under the hills from which cometh our help, we find that the Lord is still willing to help all who will call upon his name. That ought to put a shout in the Presbyterian right there. Our Lord is willing to help whosoever shall call upon his name. Amen. Only by exercising our faith to the point of complete trust in the Lord are we enabled first to be saved. And then, after that, to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. Now, there are not a whole lot of folks today that I can call by name that really care whether or not their life is pleasing to the Lord or not. Boy, it got quiet right there, didn't it? A lot of folks that they really don't care whether their life is pleasing to the Lord or not. A dear friend of mine, Brother Donnie Thompson, years ago tried to teach me this, and I've tried to keep it in my mind, keep it in my heart, where he said, Mike, live your life for the audience of one. And let that one be Jesus. And if he is pleased, it really don't matter who else is. Amen. If that ever gets a hold of you, it'll do something for you. If you'll trust in God to the point that you're leaning upon him, that you're trusting in him so completely that every day and every hour and every moment that you live, you are looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and putting everything into his hand, then whatever may come, you can say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Glory to his wonderful name, because he's going to do things right. Amen. Live your life for Jesus. Trust in him completely. I can preach to me as well as I can preach to anybody. There are times in my life that I begin to look at circumstances, that I begin to look at troubles, I begin to look at trials, I begin to look at things that are around me. And when I look at the things that are around me, it takes my mind and my eyes off of him who is above me. Long as you're looking around, things are looking pretty bad. Oh, but when you begin to look up, things change. Look under the hills from which cometh our help. Get your eyes focused on Jesus and what he has done and what he's going to do. And you'll find out that life's not near as bad as you think it is. Amen. The Bible tells us that if we look unto Jesus, we'll find the help that we need. That our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I like those words right there because it refutes everything that is being taught nowadays. Amen. God spoke, and here it is. Some of you will get that in a minute. And public school tells us that somebody else, and we crawled out of some kind of worm, or we swung from a tree by our tails, and it fell off, and we had to walk then. But according to the word of God, God standing on nothing, reached out where there was nowhere to reach. And he caught something when there was nothing there to catch. And he took that something and he hung it on nothing and he said, stay there. And it's still there today because he's the one that's helping it stay there. We can trust in God, number one, because he is the source of all of our help. He's the source of all of our help. No one is even near to becoming a child of God who does not realize that we are born into this world, helpless, undone, sinful creatures, in need of salvation, in need of redemption, and in need of completion in Christ. Now, I know that's not the philosophy of today's world. Today's world says you can trust in yourself, that if you'll just be focused, I've heard that word till I'm sick of it. If you'll just get focused, you can do a whole lot better. You can make things out. You can get to where you can do it all by yourself. Self-reliance. Our kids are being taught from the time they come into this world that they can do whatever they please as long as it don't hurt them. If they'll trust in themselves. If they will begin to believe that they can do it and they can. I got news for you. You can't. Amen. Can't even walk without him holding our hand. We can't draw one good breath of air. It belongs to God without his help. But when we trust in him and put our complete faith in him, then Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. It's not that I can do it myself, but I get some good help once in a while. I get somebody that comes along to help me totally on purpose. He passes out handfuls as he comes by that I might be strengthened, that I might be lifted up, that I might be encouraged. Glory to God. I can trust in him. He's not going to fail. He's not going to let you down. He's not going to come short. He never has. He never will. Your little problems are not going to be the cause of his first failure. Three people got that. Your little problems will never be the cause of his first failure. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. He's the source of all of our help. Everything that we have has come from him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Why? Because every benefit I've ever enjoyed has been a source of help from him. Amen. I didn't do it myself. I didn't get good enough. I didn't earn it. For years now, when people ask me how I'm doing, I try my best to remember to say, I'm doing better than I deserve. Because I've got it a whole lot better than I deserve. Amen. If I'd have got what I deserve, I'd be in hell with my back broke right now. That's what I deserve. But he who is perfect, and he who is loving, and he who is gracious, and he who is kind, and he who is my all and in all has come by to help me and to bless me and to keep me. I'm glory to God. You can sit there if you want to. I can have a spell by myself. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you have trust in God, when you have faith in God, then you can ask and it shall be given thee. When you have faith in God, you can seek and you shall find. When you trust in God, you can knock and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. He's the source of all of our help. When it comes to the most important things of life, none of us can do it by ourselves. We must have help from the Lord. Amen. Even so as thy faith. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus couldn't see, had to have help with everything that he did, couldn't do anything much for himself. One day he was sitting down at the corner waiting on somebody to come and hand him a dime or a quarter or piece of money that he might be able to do something for himself, that he might help his life, when he heard a noise. And he said, "What meaneth this noise? What am I hearing?" And someone, I don't know who, looked over at him and said, "Well, that's Jesus of Nazareth. He and his disciples are passing by this way." He said, "You mean the one that goes about doing good? The one that I've heard so much about? The one that has helped so many others along the way? Yeah, that's him. He's a passing by here. That's the noise that you're..." Glory to God. God's not in every noise, but when God's around, there will be a noise. When God's around, there will be a sound of the going in the mulberry tree. You can find some things that'll be a moving when God's around. Blind Bartimaeus said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Well, those around about him, those that had tried to help him, those that were looking out for him, said, "Shut up, old man. He ain't got time to fool with you. Jesus is an important person. He's going about doing good. He's doing things far more important than helping an old beggar like you. Just sit down and shut up." That's what the world would have you to think. That's what everybody around you would think. "Oh, you got to do it yourself. You got to get bigger than that. You got to focus. You got to get things together for yourself." But blind Bartimaeus said, "I've already tried that. It didn't work." "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And the Bible said he stopped. Jesus stopped in the middle of the road. Anybody here remember when he stopped in the middle of your road? Whoop! Anybody remember when he stood and says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest"? Anybody here remember when he stood and said, "Come, call upon me and I'll save even you"? Jesus stopped in the middle of Bartimaeus' road, and it gave indication to them to bring him to him. They took him by the arm. They led him over to where Jesus was. And standing there in the middle of that dusty road, blind Bartimaeus couldn't see a thing. And yet, he was standing in front of the Creator. As Jesus said, "What would you have me to do unto thee?" That question right there, I can preach for an hour. What would you have him to do unto you? What kind of help do you need today? What will you trust him to do in your heart and your life today? What would you have me to do? Blind Bartimaeus looked, he said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight. I've never seen anything. I don't know what a color is. I don't know what mom and daddy look like. I don't know anything about what in its shapes or sizes. I just like to be able to see." Jesus said, "You believe I can do this? Do you believe I can do this?" "Well, Lord, by what I've heard about you, how you've helped others, by the things that I know that you've done for other people, my little problem surely ain't much." "Yeah, Lord, I believe you can. I believe you're the help that I need today." Jesus said, "Well, be it unto thee even as thy faith." Now get the picture. The old blind fellow is standing there in front of the Creator, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's never seen anything in his life. But all at once he opens up those eyes, and the first thing he sees The first thing he ever sees in his life is the face of God. And somehow or another, I believe Jesus looked at him and grinned. It ain't no wonder to me that when they started on down the road, Bartimaeus was going along and skipping and a hopping and saying, "Look who I'm with. Look who I'm with. Look what I'm a part of. Have you been blessed today? Because you've trusted in God." He's the source of all of our help. Can I tell you today, I don't deserve nothing. But everything that's been good that's come along my way, he provided. Every morsel of food that I've ever eaten, and it's been quite a sum by now, he provided. Every suit of clothes that I've ever had on, he provided. Every pair of shoes I've ever had on my feet, he provided. Every friend that I've ever had, he provided. I'll go one farther than that. Every friendly conversation I've ever had, he provided. Of course, I've had some conversations that wasn't real friendly. Amen. Y'all have been talking to some of the same folks I have. I've had that conversation where they told me where to go, and it wasn't to heaven. Amen. But then Jesus wells up in my soul and says, "You don't have to go there." Since July 22nd, 1964, I don't have to go there. I get to go to heaven because he has been the source of all of my help. Amen. Number two, he's not only the source of all of my help, but he is the seed of my happiness. Everything that brings joy, everything that brings peace, everything that causes life to have any camaraderie to it or have any way of measuring that things are good, he brought it. Amen. Me and my wife have been married 42 years now. We got 2 children and 3 grandchildren. You don't believe it, ask me. I want you to see their pictures. Had we known that grandchildren were going to be that good, we'd have had them first. Amen. God has blessed us. He's been the source of all of our happiness because he brings good things to pass. He's watching out for us, taking care of us. You see, he picked us up out of the slave market of sin, put us over in his hand, wrapped his fingers around us, and says, "I got you now. Whoop, I got you now." I had the opportunity a week ago yesterday to celebrate my 64th birthday. I don't know why I don't look that old, but I is. I thought about it this way. Back on the day that old Doc Roper delivered me from my mama, he took me out, and I'd already been a bad boy. Because first thing he did is jerk me up by the heels and slap me across the backside to make me cry. And then he said, "Now, Miss Holcomb, I've done my part." He laid me on her and said, "You're going to have to do your part." At that moment, the grace of God looked over at the mercy of God and said, "We got another one to watch out for." And since that day, the source of all of my help and the source of all of my happiness has been beside me and around me and in front of me and on top of me and under me when I couldn't help myself. And number three, and I'll close with this, he's the symbol of my habitation. I can trust in a God that has been the source of my help, that has been the source of all of my happiness, and is the symbol of my habitation. So what do you mean? Well, in John chapter 14, Jesus looked at his disciples and said, boys, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. The Bible said that he took those boys out on the top of Mount Bethany, and he looked at them and he said, now boys, I got to go away, and you can't go with me right now, but I'll be back to get you. So while you're here, go you into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, tell them about me, get them ready, because I'm coming back one day. And there they stood as the cloud received him out of their sight, and he went farther and farther and farther away. And they stood there craning their necks just as long as they could. And I can't say as I blame them for that. That was their hero. That was their Lord. That was their provider. That had been their teacher. That had been the one who had done more for them than anybody else would ever do. And they were watching him as he went away, when two men in white apparel stood by and said, boys, what are you doing standing here? Amen. Said, well, I didn't read it that way. Well, if you'll look between the lines, it'll be there. What are you doing standing here? You've had your marching orders. He's told you what to do. He said, go ye into all the world. He that went away is a coming back in like manner as you've seen him go. But while he's gone, get busy. Amen. Trust in him. Lean on him. Let him guide you. Let him direct you. Let him show you what to do. Let him put the word into your mind, into your heart, into your mouth, that you might be a vessel unto honor unto his name. No, he's got you. He's taking care of this. The Bible said he went home and he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. And from that vantage point, no matter where you go, he can still see you. Lord, it's not mercy. From that vantage point, he can still look your direction and send favor and blessings and grace and mercy your way. He's still looking out for you. There, sitting at the right hand of the majesty on high, he is the symbol of my habitation. Because one of these days, I get to go where he is. Right now, he's doing a really important job, because every time I need help, he looks down in my direction and says, help's on the way. I got this. Trust me, I got this. Look unto me. I'm going to send you what you need. I'm going to take care of you. Amen. Sitting at the right hand of the majesty on high, he's in the place that I get to go to when he calls for me, when it's my time. Amen. The Bible said there that he preserves us, our going out and our coming in. I have been preserved to go out. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. I have been preserved to get to go out. What if something came along that was so debilitating you couldn't do anything and you couldn't die? Whoa. What a bad life would it be if you had something that caused you in such pain and such agony and such distress in this world, and you couldn't do a thing about it, but you couldn't die. Y'all ain't getting it. Sometimes the best thing he can do for you is to take you home. Amen. Absent from the body, present with the Lord is far better than it's ever been here. It's a great promotion to get to go home. The children of God understand that it's a promotion day when you're called to be with Him. I've been preserved to go out. But the latter part of that verse says, I've also been preserved to get to come in. Trusting in Him, I get to go to where He is. Trusting in Him, I get to come in to the pleasures of the Lord. Trusting in Him is all that really matters for this life and for the world to come. Amen. I get to trust in Him because of what He's done for me. I wonder today, are you trusting in Him? Are you really trusting in Him? Are you putting your complete faith in Him? Before you can ever be saved, the Bible says that you have to know that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. To mean diligent about it means you put everything else aside and you go after Him without reservation. It means that you don't put something else in front of Him. That nothing else really matters except trusting Jesus and having Him as your Savior and Lord and your friend. Are you really trusting in Him today? Are you walking by faith and not by sight? Can the world look at your life today and say, there's one that's trusting in Christ, trusting in the Lord? Can they look at the situations that have come along in your life and gather from that, He's got it all under control? What would they say about you today? I might ought to put it this way. If you were put on trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to get you convicted? Trusting in Him is all that matters. Have you put your complete trust in Christ? Have you been born again? Oh, now, preacher, you don't understand. I've been a real good fella. I've done all these wonderful things. Don't matter. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by His mercy, He has saved us. We're saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest anybody should boast. It's not about you. Not at all. It's all about Him. Do you know Him? Are you trusting in Him? Preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. No, I don't, but He does. And I know He can handle it. Amen. Thank God I know right now He can handle it. But will you give it to Him? Will you trust Him with it? Preacher, you don't know about my job. You don't know about those I work with. You don't know about those I go to school with. You don't know the pressure that I'm under. No. And if I did, I couldn't do anything about it. But there's one who can handle it. There's one that if you'll cast your cares upon Him, understanding that He careth for you, and trust Him with it, He'll take care of it. I'm going to ask the fellows to get ready to sing a song of invitation. The altar is already open. If there are things in your life that you've not trusted Christ with, can I invite you to come and lay them at this altar and put them at His feet and give them to Him? Put them in His hand. Maybe today you don't know beyond doubt that you're saved by the grace of God. If you'll come trusting in Christ, He'll do exactly for you what He's done for all others that have trusted in Him. He'll save you. He didn't come to turn you down. He'll save even you. Come, cast all your burdens upon Him. Help Him. Give Him the opportunity to help you. Stand to your feet, please.
Page 157. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds.
Yes, amen. Come right on.
Our way.
Mind the Lord. Step out by faith right now.
While
give it to
we
God.
Do His good will.
Come on, step out by faith right now.
He
give it to God.
With us still. And with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's
no other way
to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.